With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon sending 3,000 more active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border as President Trump seeks to clamp down on illegal immigration. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has ordered elements of a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion for the mission. Forces will arrive along the nearly 2,000-mile border in the coming weeks. Majority of voters favoring an election integrity measure recently advocated by the president.
The survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 48% disapprove. The latest figures include 35% who strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing and 40% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 5. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a week-long diplomatic effort to help end Russia's war in Ukraine crashing down yesterday in the Oval Office. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After White House visits by two key European allies, President Trump said he looked forward to Friday's meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for him.
But tensions ran high during that Oval Office meeting.
Can I ask,
wait a minute.
Sir?
No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
The diplomatic breakdown leaves many unanswered questions about how to end Russia's war in Ukraine and the global repercussions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And more news at SRNnews.com. Now, your pastor is concerned about religious freedom overseas.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Pennsylvania, the governing body for high school sports changing its policy that had allowed boys to compete against girls in sports to follow instead President Trump's executive order. Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has now removed a policy that had deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. This is SRN News. Moscow suggesting restoring direct air links between Russia and the United States during the latest round of talks. Russian and U.S. diplomats holding those discussions in Turkey this week to discuss normalizing the operation of their respective embassies. Consumer prices inching lower last month.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. 37 people have been killed when two buses collided in Bolivia. Authorities say several people have been hurt. FedEx cargo plane making an emergency landing today in New Jersey after a bird strike caused an engine fire. No one was hurt. More details at SRNnews.com.